الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه وقال أيضا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected ulama, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Whatever there is in this entire existence, every single thing is a creation of Allah. Not a single thing came on its own. Not a single thing appeared on its own. Not a single thing formed on its own. The existence of everything, whether it is something that can be seen or cannot be seen, no matter what it is, where it is, no matter how it is, and no matter when it is, if it's still going to come. So many things are now in existence that were not in existence before. And so many things will come into existence after now. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ Every single thing is from the treasures of Allah, from His khazain. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْتَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ Rabb is that gave every single thing its existence. He gave it its shape. He gave it size. He gave it color. He gave it texture. He gave it taste. He gave it movement. Every bird or insect or anything that is flying, anything that is flying, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ Only Allah is making it. Whatever is crawling on the earth, whatever is moving, whatever is growing, every wind that is blowing, every spark, every fire that is burning, every rain drop that is falling, every water that is flowing, every mountain that is mighty and high, every ocean that is deep, all of it, every single one of it, is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great are these creations? How beautiful are these creations? Did we ever wonder, look at the mountain and see how great this mountain really is? How beautiful this flower really is? How wonderful the sky really is? Then if the creation is that great and that powerful and that wonderful, then who is this creator that created it? What is the beauty and the greatness and the wonder of the one who created it, who gave it shape, who gave it size, who gave it color. The emotions that we feel, happiness, sadness, anxiety, fear, hot and cold, all of this is also a creation. It doesn't belong to us. It is from Allah. The pain that we feel, the comfort that we feel, the easiness, the difficulty, all of this is creation. Allah has created everything. These beautiful eyes that we look at, that we see with and look with, and we are able with one eye at one time, see how far something is, how near something is, what color it is, what shape it is, what size it is, who it belongs to, what is that thing, with one eye at one time. The eye won't tell you how far it is, and after that it will tell you what color it is, and after that it will tell you what size it is, all in one time. So what kind of a creator is this? How powerful is a creator to create such a beautiful thing like the eye, such a beautiful thing like the ear that we can hear with different sounds, different people we know. A child will know the sound of the mother, the sound of the father. A child will be inside and just hear the car coming and will know this is my father's car coming. How do they know this? How beautiful Allah is. How great Allah is. Subhanallah. So Allah is the creator of everything. And only after Allah created it, it came into wujud. And how did Allah create it? How did Allah create it? The more we speak about the greatness of Allah, then the more we'll understand how Allah has created. The less we speak about the greatness of Allah, the more difficult it is for us to understand how Allah has created something. Sitting in the class, in a place called Rosario, in Argentina. So we ask the students, how did Allah create this? How Allah created that? How Allah created this? So the one student puts his hands up and says, Ya Shaykh, bi kudratihi. Bi kudratihi. With his power. How he wanted to. Roundness is round because Allah made it round. Anything that is round, anything that is square, anything that is tall, anything that is short, the different beautiful colors Allah has made. The bayan after Asad, Mulana was saying, Illa liya'budun. We have not created this jinnat and its insan except for our ibadat, our ma'rifat, to recognize. How do we worship such a being that we cannot see? Such a great Allah that these eyes cannot see, that the ears cannot hear, that the hands cannot touch and feel. And yet we are worshipping that being. We are worshipping that Allah. How is it possible? أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ Allah says, have you not seen? Do you not see? The greatness of Allah in His creation. How great Allah is. And this is the primary objective of creating this insan. So he would recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? The greatness of Allah. the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power, His ability. Today we are fascinated by His creation. We are fascinated by the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we sacrifice so much time for this creation, because we are fascinated by it. And this is the quality of insan. The more he is fascinated with something, the more time he wants to spend with it. So what about being fascinated with the greatness of Allah? And Allah created this insan in such a manner that Allah knew this insan will forget him. And this insan will not appreciate the bounties that Allah has given him. And this insan will thank others instead of him. And this insan will praise others instead of him. How merciful he is. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That he did not create us and just leave us like that. Did not create us and just leave us. Hadahu sabil, wa nasaba lahu dalil. Allah created us. Allah made us. And He knew exactly our qualities, because He created us with those qualities. And the biggest quality that we have is a quality of forgetting Allah. That we forget. We forget. And it's the easiest quality of a human being. Why you didn't do this? Hey, I forgot. The wife will say, you know what day is today? Say, hey, I forgot. I told you to buy this. I said, hey, I forgot. It's not that you forgot. We don't forget. We just didn't remember. We just didn't remember. This is why Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ. Remind. Remind one another. Remind one another. So you can remember again. You will be reminded again that who is Allah. So Allah created us, and then Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya to guide us. How beautiful Allah is. How great Allah is. And this is the essence. The essence of sending Anbiya to this world. To send the prophets on this, to this dunya. The objective was this. To remind insan about Allah. This insan that is going to forget. He is not going to remember. He is going to be occupied. Occupied in all those things, in all those toys. Like how a child is occupied. You know when the child is crying. When the child is crying, you give few things. You give lollipop, sweet. You give toys. You give these things in front for a child. And then the child. This is why the doctors do. The doctors, when they want to give the injection, what they do? They also bluff the children. With this and with that. And they give the injection. So we, in our dunya life, we are occupied with toys. With sweets. All these things Allah has put in front of us. And because of that we forget. Like the child forget the injection is coming. The child forget everything. So we also forget. We forget who Allah is. This is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, when Allah ta'ala created Jannah, Allah ta'ala called Jibreel alayhi salam, says, come, go and see this Jannah. And Jibreel alayhi salam went into this beautiful Jannah. And then when he came, he said, Ya Allah, no person No person will hear about this Jannah except he will want to go inside. No person will hear about Jannah except he will want to go inside. So then Allah Ta'ala put all the difficulties around Jannah. And he put all his commandments around. He said, now if to go inside, you need to do this. You need to go through this. And when Jibreel saw this, he said, Ya Allah, now I'm afraid nobody is going to go inside. No one is going to go inside. So we forget. With all these toys and all these things. And Shaitan makes it beautiful in front of us. Magnifies it in front of us. Makes it look something we cannot do without. And this is why we give all the sacrifice for this dunya. So we forget. And we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded about Allah. And we need to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to hear about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to read about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to hear about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to convince this heart again that the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is success. We have to convince this heart again about akhirat. We have to convince this heart again about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this convincing is called da'wat. This is the khususiyah, the speciality of da'wat. Da'wat ka khususiyah ye hai ki da'wat se yakeen banta hai. This is the khususiyah, the speciality of giving da'wat. The yakeen, the conviction of something comes inside the heart. Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allah la yastahi أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُودَةً وَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Allah is not ashamed to lead, to explain by examples, give examples. So a lot of examples in the Quran. So we also give examples about this yaqeen and about da'wat. This farmer had a horse for many years. So the longer he has the horse, the more the horse knows what to do, how to do, when to do, when not to do. So many years he had this horse, and he used this horse for everything. And with one ishara, one sign, the horse would do this, do that. Very experienced horse. And the horse was completely obedient to this farmer. But the farmer was getting old. The horse was getting old. So the children told the farmer, told the father, why don't you sell this horse now? Sell this horse. Because horse has gone old, got no value. If he's going to die, you won't make anything. And now he's going old now. It's getting slow now. But if you sell it, at least you'll make something. So he said, good idea. So he went to the market to sell it. He's going to the market to sell it. Everybody knows the horse. The horse is old now. Nobody wants to buy it. Nobody wants to buy the horse. Horse is old. So he comes back home. He says, children, I can't sell this horse. The horse is too old. He said, no, you're going the wrong place. Go in the auction. Take the horse to the auction. He says, what's this auction? He said, no, you go certain place, certain village. They have an auction. All the animals come there. Farmer says, okay. So he took his horse and went. So he saw all different animals, all different things, so many hundreds of people. And so one man is shouting, prices. Who wants this? Who wants this? This price, this price, this price, this price. And he said, people just picking their hands up. And people are just buying. So he said, hey, this is very easy, man. So he went to the auctioneer. He said, I need to sell this horse. So the auctioneer said, no problem. Tell me something about this horse. He said, no, this horse can do this, can do this, can do that. His horse like this, the horse like this, my horse is like this. He said, okay, no problem. How much you want for the horse? He said, no, I take 200 for it. He said, okay, no problem. He said, you go sit down. So human, it's enough. One animal came, another animal came, another animal came, until his horse came. Dawat. Yaqeen. So now he's listening to this man. He's listening to the auctioneer. Hey, we have a beautiful horse here. Experienced horse here. Wonderful horse here. Very strong horse. Horse knows what to do. It can do this, and it can do that, and it can do that, and it can do... Now this horse, farmer is listening to all this about the horse. So when the people are bidding, he's thinking, how am I going to let everybody else buy this horse? I better buy this horse. So when they came to 200, he put his hand up. He says, what a wonderful horse. What a beautiful horse. He says, how can I sell this horse? This is Dawat. The more we speak about the greatness of something, the beauty of something, the wonder of something, the more the greatness of that thing enters the heart. The greatness of the dunya has entered the heart. Greatness of the family, the wife and the children, the car, the shop and the job, all that has entered the heart because we're listening about it every day. We're talking about it every day. So the great now, to make sacrifice of salah for those things is easy. And to sacrifice those things for salah is difficult. So hayya ala salah makes no difference to us. There's no weight. It's not weighty enough. It's not powerful enough. The hayya ala salah. That leave whatever you are doing. The muazzin is actually saying this. He's saying some words that are hidden. Oh, the slave of Allah. Your Allah is calling you to make His ibadat. So leave whatever you are doing and come to salah. We only hear the last part. Hayya ala salah. Come to salah. We hear the last part. But that is what the muazzin is actually saying. This is why the salah, salah is the salah of qurbani when it is read in a masjid. This is why a person will get that reward for taking every step to come for that salah. This is why when he sits in the masjid and waits for the salah, you get reward for that waiting also. This is why when he stands and makes the takbir with the imam, he'll get a special reward for that also. And he will get the reward of reading salah with jamaat. So how much reward a person? Why? Because he's qurbani. A person had to leave something and come for that salah. He did not read a salah of convenience. That I'll read my salah in my shop. I've got to finish this customer first, do all this first, do all that first, then I'll read my salah. That is salah, but it's not a salah of qurbani. It is salah of convenience. This is a salah of qurbani. So it is hard to leave our dunya and the things that we are speaking about, the greatness of it, is hard for us to leave it and come for salah because the love of that is already gone inside. Because so much of da'wat is given. This is why we need reminder. This is why we need to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we have to leave our shop, our jobs, our families. We have to leave it. And we have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we give da'wat towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was primarily the effort of Anbiya. And nothing is greater than the effort of Anbiya. No other effort is greater than the effort of Anbiya. Because no one can be as great as a Nabi. No human being. The greatest of all people were the Anbiya. The greatest of all people created were the Anbiya. And the greatest of the Anbiya was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all the Anbiya were given the same effort. Go and remind. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, kum fa'anzir. This ayat revealed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that hukam and that order is for all Anbiya. All Anbiya did it.
Inni da'utu qawmi layla wa nahara. That came at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. That ayat referring to him. But that effort was done by all Anbiya. They all did it. So the Anbiya used to go to the people and invite them towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why in the ayat Allah says, for us to understand, harkat, our elders tell us, harkat may barkat. That we have to move. Only when we move, we will see. Otherwise, we will remain blind. We will think everything is okay, everything is rosy, everything is comfortable. But harkat may barkat, to move. And Allah gives us ishara in the same surah in Nuh alayhi salam when he says, Inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara, falam yazidu umduahi illa firara. That I give da'wah to them and they firara, they are running away. Dear brothers, if I'm sitting here, I would say, brothers come. I say, you come to me, I'm sitting. But if I'm going towards you and you run away, then the time I'll say, he's running away from me. Firara, they're running away. He didn't say they're not coming to me. They're running away from me. The more I'm going to them, laylo wa nahara, the more they are running away. This harkat is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves this movement. He loves that mouth and that tongue that speaks about His greatness and call towards Him. That body that undergoes that qurbani and that suffering to give da'wah towards Him. And qurbani is not the maqsad. It's not the objective. Qurbani maqsood nahi hai. Zaruri hai. Sacrifice to undergo difficulty for deen. This is not our maqsad. It's not our purpose, our objective. Itaat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is our objective. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Our obedience to Allah and our obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is our objective. To be obedient. But qurbani, sacrifice for deen is essential. Is necessary. Qurbani zaruri hai. Why? Kyunki qurbani ke piche Allah ka madad chupi hui hai. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden behind qurbani, behind effort. So this ummah was ukhrijat, taken out. Was taken out for the people, for the hidayat of insan, for the hidayat of people, for the guidance of people. Ukhrijat. You have been taken out. Hadhihi sabil. This is your sabil. This is your path, your pastime. This is your work. This is your effort. This is your road. This is your tariqah. Ad'u ila Allah. Call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ayat do not come to give a dalil for da'wat. These ayat came to show us who we are. And what we are. What is our purpose? What is our job? And Allah ta'ala aligned this job with the effort of Anbiya. With the work of Anbiya. So we have to make this effort and we have to give this qurbani, the sacrifice, and we have to meet. Hamare milna hamare wujud hai. Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say this. Hamare milna hamare wujud hai. Our meeting one another, this is the means and the method and the way of our existence. This is how we will remain. Iman will remain with us. One ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to be met. This is the effort of da'wat. This is the effort of khuruj fi sabilillah. This is the effort of sacrifice. This is the effort of departing or parting ways from that thing which is beloved to us. To be separated from it, from our family, from our shop and our jobs, from our homes, from our friends, from our environment, from our comforts. To be separated from it. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the pattern of Anbiya. Because they were also separated. They were separated. Or they separated themselves. How much of time did the Anbiya, any Nabi give to his family? How much of time? If the ayat is inni da'awtu qawmi layla wa nahara, that I'm making effort to call my people towards Allah day and night. So how much of time is Nuh alayhi salam spending with his family? In the comfort of his family. Today the comfort of our families have deprived us, have made us blind, has held us back. The love of our shop and our jobs and our positions and our professions and our friends and our occupation. All of this has become the barriers for making us do that effort for which Allah says He has created us. Selected us, khair al ummah, the best of the ummah, the most lofty, the most special, the most unique, the most blessed, the ones that are closest to me. The one, that ummah that is closest to me is this ummah. Why? Because it's the ummah of my Habib. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are not ordinary people sent to an ordinary place to do ordinary things and to pass our time in an ordinary manner. We are special. And there is nothing special about us as a human or as a person. The speciality comes in the effort in which Allah has given us. In which Allah Ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. So we have to meet, because we have been taken out for this. One ummati, to meet one ummati, we don't know. We don't know what is its value. Ask those jamaats that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meeting one person, different parts of the world. Once there was a kargozari in our madrasa by a final year student. Rahmatullah, he passed away now. I forget his name. So he gave us this kargozari. The Jamaat went, this was in the year 2019, 98, 99, somewhere around there. Spent a chilla, they went to Australia. Mulana Siraj Parker, his name come now. So he gave this kargozari, Rahmatullahi. So he says, in Australia, when they were there, so the Zimidar Sati gave them a kargozari of a Pakistan Jamaat. There was a parallel Pakistan Jamaat in their country. So what happened to this Jamaat? To meet an ummati. To meet an ummati. So this Jamaat, making effort like any other Jamaat,
Now it's easier, even in South Africa, many parts of the world, to make effort. Those days, we know in South America, it's easiest way for us to find out in any town. If there's Muslims, we go to the graveyard. We go to the, to see those that have already died and dead and gone. So we look at the tombstones. Is there any moon and star here? We see one moon and star, it's okay, right, something happening here. We look for the name Medina. Oh, wait, there's something happening here. There's name here, Fatima, something happening here. So like that. In those days, you make effort like that. So this Jamaat, in one remote town in Australia, which part Allah knows, first day went, and they can't find anybody. Nobody. They're walking in the town. Second day, and they couldn't find anybody. On the third day, one person was driving taxi. So he stopped. He said, I'm seeing you all for a few days. What do you all want? He said, no, we're looking for our Muslim brothers. We came to visit them. We came from Pakistan. So he says, there's no Muslim here in this town. I'm born here in this town. In this town, there's no Muslim. So they said, you sure? He said, yes, there's no Muslim here. After a while, he thought. He said, okay, maybe there's one. I knew when I was a small boy, that in a certain street in that house, I think there used to be a Muslim. So they showed it. This person showed this Jamaat. So they went. Now you know, the Pakistan Jamaat, going for 1 year, beard is nice, mashallah. Turban is nice, mashallah. Kurta, all that. So they knocked on the door. They knocked on the door, and a young girl, about 18, 19 year old, she opened. So when she saw this, she got scared. She started like almost screaming. So she asked them, who are you, what shall one? They said, no, we came to visit the Muslim. They said, no, there's no Muslim here. There's no Muslim. There's only two people living in this house. Me and my grandmother. And my grandmother is bedridden, she's sick. So the grandmother is listening to all of this. She's in the bed in one of the rooms. So she asked the grandchild, granddaughter, who is there by the door? So she said, some aliens, some very strange looking men are here. So she said, let me see them. So this Jamaat came inside. And they saw this lady is 86 years old. 86 years old. She's looking at them. She's like very sick. So as she's looking at them, she's crying. So the granddaughter is telling grandmother, don't be frightened for them. They look like good people. So she said, I'm not crying because of that. So she's telling her granddaughter, she says, I came to Australia. I came to this country. I'm from Afghanistan. First thing she said, I'm from Afghanistan. So already when she said that, the granddaughter almost fell down. First time she's hearing this. Her grandmother is saying, I'm from Afghanistan. I came at the age of 6 years old. I was 6 years old when I came with my father to this country. Few months after we came, my father passed away. Few months. And just before he could pass away, my father told me, don't worry, my daughter, one day my Muslim brothers will come and meet you. She then looked at the Jamaat and said, it took you 80 years to come and visit me. It took you 80 years to come and visit me. And then she told her grandmother, her granddaughter, I am Muslim. So the Jamaat started to cry. One mulaqat, one person, one ummati. So the Jamaat sat with her. 86, almost leaving this world. And they started reading kalima. The only thing, they can't give dawah, they can't talk to her. So they said, whatever we read, you read. So they're reading The kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah. Each sati is giving, taking turn. And she's trying to read. Then this jamaat left. And they went back. 1 week passed. That Amir Sahib of the jamaat is having like nightmares. You know, the thing is worrying him. It's worrying him. One person. So he took ijazat because it was very far distance. And this jamaat now is going back home. He took ijazat, put one sati, says, I have to go back. So they went back. Two of them. They went back. When they went back, they saw a lot of people by the house. So they called. The other people didn't know anything. So they called for the girl. The girl came. So she came and she just started crying. She says, 2 days after you left, my grandmother passed away. 2 days after you left, my grandmother, she passed away. So that Amir Sahib couldn't. He couldn't take it. So Allah put it in his heart to ask one question. He said, tell me, did your grandmother say anything before she died? Did she say anything? She didn't tell you. No, no. She couldn't say anything. She couldn't talk. She lost her speech. She couldn't talk at all. The only thing that she could say was those words that you all told her before you left. That's the only thing she could say. She couldn't say anything else. And that's how she passed away. One ummati. The Amir Sahib, they already buried. He said, where is his grave? He went and they read Salat al-Janazafa. This is one ummati. So, hamare milna hamare wujud hai. We have to meet. We have to sacrifice our time. This comfort that we are sitting in is destroying us. It's destroying us. There is no desire for akhirat anymore. Where is the desire for akhirat? The desire for akhirat, the desire for the life hereafter can only come when there is desire for amal. Because it is amal that takes us, that gives us that akhirat. That akhirat doesn't come just like that. That akhirat comes with amal. And today, our preoccupation in our dunya has taken us away from amal. This is why salah has become a burden. This is why we cannot stand long in salah. We can't stand long in salah. We can't. We were in Nigeria now. So the one Friday, the Imam read Sunnat Qiraat, Surah Sajdan. The Salah was 22 minutes. The Fajr Salah was. So when he finished, I told one of the friends, I said, this Imam will never get a job in South Africa. 22 minutes. There's old people there, there's children there, there's weak people there, there's sick people there, there's young people there, there's business people there. Everybody is there, like what we have here. But everybody reads. Every Zohar Salah is average 12 minutes, average. Zohar Salah, Asr Salah, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. There's no rush in any Salah. No rush in any Salah. For us it has become a burden. The more dunya comes into our life, the more further and further away the akhirat goes. This is why we need to remind ourselves. And we need to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Number one, why we need to go out? We need to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our own iman. To make our own iman. To make our own islah. To make our own ibadat. To make our own amal. The tahajjud salah, the awabin salah, the chaas salah, the dhikr, the dua, the takbir awla. All of this we have to make it, bring it back into our lives. So when I go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for my own iman. Listening about Allah, speaking about Allah, speaking to somebody else about Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I asked one youngster here in this masjid here. He was sitting here. I asked him, Shaykh, tell me. Suhail, tell me. He went out. He went for his first chilla. And I never understand his answer until he explained it to me. So I said, hey, you went out for your first chilla. How do you feel? What can you tell me? What can you tell me about it? He said, Moran, the only thing I can tell you, it like this, he was sitting right over here. He said, it took me from here and it put me here. What is this? He made you the imam. What? He says, no, Mulana, it took me from there and he put me here. So I said, so he'll explain to me. He said, before I should only listen about Allah. I went out in the path of Allah, I got a chance to stand in the front and talk about Allah. I got a chance to talk about Allah. I got a chance to tell other people how great Allah is. How beautiful Allah is. How powerful Allah is. We are missing this. So going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is benefit for me. Islah for me, ibadat for me. Dawah for my own self, benefit for my own self. My own iman goes up. The first benefit. Second benefit, al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat ba'duhum awliya wa ba'd. I'll meet my Muslim brothers. Going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is going to areas here or going far, far areas, I'm meeting so many Muslim brothers that had I sat at home, I would have never met them in my entire life. I would have never known who they are. So many Muslim brothers I've seen. So many Muslim homes I'm knocking into. So many different masjids I am going, so many different cities and towns I am going to, so many different countries I am going to meet my Muslim brothers and to greet them, to meet them and to help them with their iman. They will help me with my iman, I will help them with their iman. So one benefit is for my own self and the other benefit is for all the other mu'mineen. And this is why we are called helpers. We help with this when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the second benefit. And the third benefit is by us going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kuffar will see us. That beautiful deen. See, our example is like a shop. We have to give business examples because we understand it. A person opening up a supermarket. Person opening up, this is our example of our deen today. Person opening up a supermarket. So he starts advertising 1 month before opening. Sugar this price, oil this price, flour this price, milk this price, bread this price. He advertises. And the prices he put is very low, very cheap. So everybody is what? They say, oh, this is it, man. This is the right one. This is it. This is beautiful. This is nice. I'm going to go here. So he's telling them how nice his shop is. He's telling them how cheap his shop is. He's telling them how much things he's going to have, different things. Now the day that he's opening, everything is closed in the front. Now the shop, everybody is outside and the doors open, everybody going. So they see in the shelf from the sugar, they see 2 packets of sugar. They see 1 bottle oil. The price is right. $2.99, $4.99. But how much oil? 2 bottles of oil you got there. 5 packets of sugar you got there. 3 liters of milk you got there. So the faster they came in, the faster they go out. So we tell it the whole dunya, our deen is the best. Our Allah is the best. Our Nabi is the best. We telling them. But what are we showing them? What are they seeing? So going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will see the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That who are these people moving? Why are they moving like this? Where they came from? Where they're going? Why they have to read their prayer here in the bus stop? Why they have to read the prayer in the airport? Why they have to read the prayer in the side of the road? Why? Why? They keep on asking why. Why they dress like this? I was in a shop in Venezuela, standing there. So the Venezuelans are very staunch Catholics, very, very staunch. So this lady came in with the two children. The children must have been about 6, 7, 8 years old. So this boy, as soon as he came, this young boy, he looked at me from the top to bottom. He looked like this. He came to me, he said, Señor, tú eres Jesús? He says, Uncle, are you Jesus? When are they going to see? We are sitting in our homes, sitting in our shops, sitting in our masjids. Who is going to see the deen outside? So these are the three immediate benefits of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My own islah gets made, my own iman gets made, my own amal come into my life. I help my other Muslim brothers, meet my other Muslim brothers, and the kuffar will see what our deen is. The kuffar will see what our deen is. And this is our effort, this is the effort, this is the meaning, the actual meaning. Inni da'awtu qawmi layla wa nahara. Ya ayyuhal mudaththir kum fa'anzir. Go to the people. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Move amongst the people, meet the people, greet the people, talk to the people, go to them. One person, near and far, alone or with somebody else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how he used to go. Night upon night, night after night, day after day. What will it take for a man, any human being, let alone Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any human being, to perspire and for the hair to get so disheveled and for the body to get so tired and so dusty that your child sees you and cries? You get the people when they're constructing, you know, they're building out. Today is a very hot day, yesterday was a very hot day, and then it's in the hot day, so they're bricklaying or they're digging outside. So anybody cries when you see them? And here the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at the condition of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cry. So that is the work that we inherited as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, taken out for the guidance of mankind. So this is why we make tashkil. Tashkil is not an inconvenience. Tashkil is not a... Tashkil is mercy. Is rahmah. Tashkil is a mercy and a rahmah. That Allah has put it in the heart of the person to stand and make our tashkil to go out in the path. Allah is being merciful to us by making our tashkil. Otherwise we are not worthy of going out. We don't qualify to go out. None of us are worthy. It is a mercy. It is a mercy taking us out from that which is destroying us and putting us into something that will make us again, that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stand up, my dear brothers. Give our name, inshallah. Stand up and give our name, inshallah. Don't be afraid, inshallah. Mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tashkil is a mercy, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. And give our names, inshallah.
First tashkil, inshallah. 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, after Sadiq, inshallah.
Love,
inshallah. Isa, inshallah, Allah accept. Give our names, inshallah, the masjid come from, inshallah. Ibrahim, mashallah, Imran. Azhar, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh,
mashallah. Mashallah. Stand up, inshallah.
Ramadan, mashallah.
Stand up and give our names.
Give our names, brothers, mashallah.
Young and old, inshallah. Mashallah. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bashir, mashallah. Stand up, inshallah. Muhammad Gowra. Abdul Rahim, mashallah. Muhammad? Yad, mashallah. Saad, mashallah. Allah accept. Give our names, inshallah, brothers. Naeem Bhai, mashallah. Ji, brothers. Dawood. Ji, 4 months India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, inshallah. Haji Ahmad, inshallah. Give our niyat, brothers. Make intention, inshallah. Many brothers left this week, alhamdulillah, for 4 months India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, they're gone. And many more brothers are getting the Imran. Let's make niyat, inshallah. This is the right time to go in the path of Allah, inshallah. Ramadan is coming to, mashallah. Many brothers made intention to come out.
Mashallah.
So let's make niyat, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. 4 months, Pedal Jamaat is out at the moment, alhamdulillah. There are 7 brothers. We need a few more brothers to join to complete this Jamaat, inshallah. The Jamaat is out, alhamdulillah. The Rahman of Allah will come when we go pedal in the path of Allah. Closest Sunnah to Ambiya. So who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months, pedal, inshallah. The Jamaat is already out. They're working in central zone. Inshallah, they're going towards South Coast, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Make niyat, brothers.
Stand up, inshallah. Give our name, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. Don't be afraid.
Ji. MashaAllah, Mawlana Masrur, he's in the Jamaat.
MashaAllah.
Al-Faraz is in the Jamaat. Who else? All the brothers in the Jamaat can renew the intention soon.
MashaAllah.
Ji. The 4 months pedal Jamaat can stand up, inshallah. Ji. Make niyat, brothers. Make niyat, inshallah. Abdullah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Make niyat, inshallah. 4 months pedal, inshallah. Ji. Let's complete this Jamaat, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Yahya. Allah accept. Ji. Make niyat, brothers. Make intention, inshallah. Ji. See one over there in the back. By Zakaria. MashaAllah. Make niyat, brothers. Ji. Ji, brothers. Renew our intention, inshallah. We make the niyat. We make the himmat, inshallah, will make it easy for us to come. Ji. But Ahmad.
Ahmad, MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Who has made niyat, inshallah? Hazar, Allah accept. 4 months pedal. Allah accept, inshallah.
Hazar, Hazar. Hazar, MashaAllah.
Hazar. Ji, who else makes niyat, inshallah? Maybe someone in our masjid, someone in our halqa has made intention, inshallah. You can give his name, inshallah. Ji, who makes niyat 4 months foreign, mashallah? One Jamaat is getting ready. Few brothers are out at the moment. Ji, 4 months foreign. One Jamaat is leaving for Australia, New Zealand, inshallah. My grand Basa is there. Dr. Ashraf is there. They are elders at the moment. They all gone to the SA Mashura in Joburg. So, alhamdulillah, the Jamaat has started this week. Inshallah, the Jamaat will be leaving very soon, inshallah. They need a few more brothers to complete the Jamaat. Who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months foreign, inshallah. Come, brothers, let's make intention, inshallah. That's the first step. We make niyat, we show Allah that our desire to go, and inshallah, we make a little bit of harkat in our area, in our masjid, inshallah. And Allah will give us, Allah will make it easy, Allah will accept us, inshallah. With dua. Who has made niyat, inshallah? 4 months foreign, inshallah. Come, brothers, make intention, inshallah. There are many other Jamaat getting ready, inshallah, in Ramadan, after Ramadan, so who makes niyat, inshallah? Ji. Ji, by Abdullah is reminding us we can make intention even from our halqa, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
From our halqa, from our zone. There may be brothers getting ready, or maybe a Jamaat getting ready in the near future, inshallah, within the next 1-3 weeks. Ji, inshallah, any other Jamaat getting ready, inshallah, or any brothers getting ready?
MashaAllah. Speak of
Hills. 5 Jamaat from Talibuddin, Allah.
MashaAllah.
Ji, MashaAllah, brothers. Make niyat. See. That's what we want. Every area, every masjid make it to, inshallah. Ramadan, Jamaat, mashallah. Ramadan is around the corner for us. If the Jamaat starts next week, inshallah, 14th of Shaban, they can be home before Eid. One local, one foreign Jamaat from Spingo Hills. See, brothers, make it to, inshallah. When you come back home and spend Eid with the family, then you have to start next week, inshallah. By Tuesday, Wednesday, inshallah. Ji, Faisal. Allah accept, Allah make it easy, inshallah. I just came back from Australia 4 months, mashallah. Making niyat again to go. Ji. Ji. Abdullah. Mashallah. 4 months, 40 days. Inshallah. Make niyat, brothers. Come, inshallah. Ramadan is around the corner. 40 days, chilla, Jamaat. Ji.
Himmat karo, inshallah.
Make niyat.
Make niyat.
40 days. From where? Idris, from where?
Melanson Road.
Melanson Road, Allahu Akbar. Manana Masjid, mashallah. One Jamaat from your masjid, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Let's make niyat Jamaat, inshallah. Complete Jamaat. Gee, come brothers, come inshallah. Every halka, every masjid, mashallah. Nasruddin, Nasruddin. Mashallah. Gee, who else? Big niyat, inshallah. Yala, Muhammad, mashallah. Gee, big niyat, inshallah, brothers. Make niyat for the jamaat from our area, from our halka, from our masjid, inshallah. Gee, Ramadan, many, many brothers, alhamdulillah, they come out in the path of Allah. Other countries, they all look forward to the month of Ramadan, to spend in the path of Allah. Gee, we have the full time opportunity. We can do gash, we can do our Claudia Quran, our Tarawih, mashallah, Tahajjud, everything, mashallah. Everything can be multiplied many folds. And Dawood too has to be multiplied, inshallah. In the month of Ramadan, our effort of Dawood will not stop. My father always says that whatever it is in the month of Ramadan, we have to make Dawood and do the Amal of Dawood, inshallah. The gash must take place, the Tali must take place, the 3-day Jamaat must take place, and the 10-day Jamaat. So who makes niyat, inshallah, for 10 days, imani? Make niyat, inshallah.
Ashival, inshallah.
Ashival, mashallah.
One 10-day Mastura Jamaat.
One Mastura Jamaat, see, for chilla.
Last 10 days.
Chilla, for 3 days.
Last 10 days.
Gee, brothers. Mastura to go to the path of Allah in Ramadan. Allahu Idris. Mashallah. Gee, who has big niyat, brothers? Come, brothers. North, south, east, west, north zone, central zone. Gee, all the different halka, the Riyasati halka. Mashallah, the Shiawud halka. Gee, Spencer Road halka. Yunus halka. Every, mashallah, we have 20 halkas. If every halka make fikr, inshallah, to give one jamaat, inshallah, we'll have 20 jamaats working. We'll have 20 jamaats working, inshallah. Imagine what effect it will have. The month of Ramadan, the people's hearts are soft. See? Many brothers, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, they come to the masjid without our invitation. Without us going for gash, without us going to call them and give them tarheed, they come into the masjid. It's a good chance, my brothers, to make people's tashkil and tarbiyah in the path of Allah. Take them out in the path of Allah, inshallah. We don't know whose hearts we will tap on. Inshallah, a few words, inshallah, with them. Inshallah, they'll get ready, they go sacrifice and strive in the path of Allah. Their whole life will change, their family's life will change. Inshallah, be to our proud. Who has been yet, inshallah? Gee, 10-day Jamaat, inshallah. In the month of Ramadan. Who has been yet, inshallah? Gee? So every halka that will be sitting just now, inshallah, all the halka that will be sitting, we make this fikr, inshallah. And how from now we make our tarteeb for the month of Ramadan, we make fikr for the chilla Jamaat. We make fikr for the 10-day Jamaat, inshallah, the month of Ramadan. First Ashra, second Ashra, third Ashra. Even the Masura Jamaat, inshallah. And not forgetting our 3 days, inshallah. Many brothers, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, they increase to 10 days, but make fikr in our masjid for the 3 day Jamaat. We got this weekend coming, next weekend coming, inshallah. Before Ramadan, come, we give out 3 days. At least we give it in Ramadan, inshallah. We all make niyat, inshallah. We make fikr about it. Anything else, sir? So, inshallah, all those brothers who made niyat, inshallah, for 4 months, 40 days, inshallah, and 10 days. Brothers, please stand up, inshallah. Dear brothers, come stand up, inshallah. Come on your left hand side, my right hand side, inshallah. Let's go on this side, inshallah, of the masjid. Come, brothers, come, inshallah. Come, all the brothers who made niyat, inshallah, come on the right hand side. Ji, what the fuck, inshallah. Ji, come, inshallah. Dr. Sam will sit with us. Dr. Siddiq Sam will sit, and who else will sit? By Ji, Mullah Masullah Sam is sitting there. Come, brothers, all the brothers who made niyat, inshallah, brothers, come, inshallah. Few steps, inshallah, we'll take, inshallah. This will be a means of our acceptance, inshallah. Come, brothers, come, inshallah. All the brothers made intent, inshallah, should go on that side, inshallah. And the rest of us, inshallah, should try and sit in our halkas, inshallah. And all the takas that are put in front of us, we'll try and make fikr about it, inshallah. And that all those students are here, inshallah, the brothers are making fikr. In the college and university, inshallah, will meet at the back. All those brothers who are here, the students who are here, who are making fikr in the college and university, inshallah, will meet at the back, inshallah, now.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.